Time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. It's Friday Night Hoops as we continue rivalry week here on CDO. It's the Sydney boys traveling down to take on the BG Bobcats in boys MAC action tonight. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. For all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And, you know, rivalry week has been a lot of fun here on CDO. We had Sydney and Unitego going at it earlier in the week with the Sydney boys taking down Unitego as well as the Sydney girls defeating Unitego. And then we cap it off here with the Sydney boys tonight against Bainbridge Guilford. And the girls game tomorrow is at 4:45 in the afternoon. Should be a great one between two teams that are in the top four in the girls MAC standings. So you'll want to join us tomorrow for that one as well, because the season really only has one or two more games before we will get set for the MAC playoffs. And then, of course, the MAC championship on February 13th up at Hartwick. So time is really dwindling down. Before you know it, it'll be league championship time as well as sectionals. So going to be a lot of fun. For rivalry week, we have some extra sponsors here we'd like to recognize for helping making this possible, including RC Sales and Service on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla, Community Bank NA, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney, Bob's Diner in downtown Bainbridge, as well as Bainbridge Coin Laundry right here in Bainbridge, Rose's Restaurant and Pizzeria of Bainbridge, Tri-Town Taxi, and the Overhead Door Company. So those are all our extra sponsors here for Rivalry Week. And again, set to be a great one here tonight between the Sydney boys and the BG boys. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. I'm Nate Lull. It's BG and Sydney here tonight on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Dell High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show as we get set for the BG boys hosting the Sydney boys. Here we'll have the girls game tomorrow again at 4:45 in the afternoon. So, of course, we are your local home for this rivalry week game between Sydney and Bainbridge Guilford. Always a fun one. I said it earlier this week between Sydney and Unitego. I think the same thing applies, as you can just throw the records out. It doesn't matter if someone's in first place, someone's in last place. It doesn't matter. When these two get together, you know it's going to be a dogfight. and certainly going to be a lot of fun here tonight between the BG boys and the Sydney boys. Before I was here tonight at BG High School, I was up at Galaxy Bowling Alley just up the road here in Bainbridge watching Sydney and BG battle it out for the boys and girls MAC title for bowling. And the BG boys and girls in bowling have come away with the 2015-2016 MAC team bowling title. So it was a lot of fun being up there. The bowling alley was packed. First time really getting to go out and watch these teams this year, and boy, they were just excited as can be. You could feel the pressure. It was really neat. So congratulations to the BG boys and girls as they win the MAC team championship this year for the MAC League for boys and girls bowling. Let's get in our Section 4 disclaimer here that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Again, it's our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. You need great rentals. They're very low priced, and a lot of new vehicles over there for Cork and the crew for rentals. The expert service department, they have it all at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. If you're the Sydney boys, you're sitting in fourth place right now in the MAC standings. Why is that important? Because the top four teams make the semifinals. And so number one plays number four, number two plays number three. The winners from those two games will move on to the championship game at Hartwick on February 13th. So right now, Sydney is in pretty good shape. It seems like the top four is pretty much solidified, but if you continue to win, there's a chance you could move up, and of course you don't want to take a poor loss in case something crazy happens and you drop out. So these last two games are very, very crucial, including this one here tonight, because next week on Tuesday, well actually it's on Wednesday, it will be Green hosting Delhi. Green is the first spot here for the boys. Number two is Delhi. Three is Unadilla Valley, and four is Sydney. Now, UV lost last night to Green. So if Sydney could win here tonight, there's a chance they could move into the three spot. They will have kind of solidified all the rankings again once the weekend is complete. So this is a big game here for Sydney tonight to try to get that win to maybe move into the three spot, because if you can avoid playing the number one seed, you're going to have a much better chance in that 2-3 game in terms of avoiding the number one seed, who has been Green, who is undefeated in MAC boys play this year. So that's been something that, Sydney, they came right down to the buzzer with Green. They'd love another shot at him, but I think if you're a Sydney fan, you'd rather see them in the finals than in the semifinals. It kind of goes the same way with the girls. It all comes down to what happens between Green and Delhi next week, but the Sydney and BG girls game tomorrow is going to be a whale of a game, too. That's at 4:45, so make sure you want to stay tuned for that. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. BG boys and Sydney boys here on CDO when we come back.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Basketball Rivalry Week wraps up with Sydney visiting BG in a hardwood showdown. And what does that mean for all of you parents? Dirty uniforms, Take them to Bainbridge Coin Laundry, the cleanest, most efficient laundromat in the area. Featuring washers and dryers for those really big loads. Bainbridge Coin Laundry cheers on the BG Bobcats boys and girls basketball teams. They're open 24-7, 365 days a year. Located at 29 West Main Street, next to the railroad tracks in downtown Bainbridge. And brand new washers are coming in February, too. Owners Lee and Bev Pearsall say good luck, BG Bobcats, from Bainbridge Coin Laundry.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on CDO. If you can hear it at home on your radio or maybe online at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU, the building is absolutely packed and absolutely rocking here for our starting lineups tonight between BG and Sydney. Let's get you those starting lineups. First, we're visiting Sydney. They will start with a junior, number 11, Trevor Dutton. Another junior, number 12, Alex Hoskins. Junior Kyle Smith wearing number 14. Sophomore number 10, number 23, Ethan Finch. And a junior number 33, Colin Carl, for head coach Mike Brzee. For Bainbridge Guilford on the other side, a sophomore number 5, Trevor Halliquist. A junior number 14, Zach Wiemet. A junior number 20, Sean Jones. Junior number 24, Tyler Johnson. And a senior number 34, Alex DeGroat, for head coach Greg Warren. BG is in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim, says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Sydney is in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim, says Sydney, and white lettering across the front of the chest there. So we'll jump it up here at midcourt. Looks like Alex Hoskins will get the tip here tonight for Sydney. Sean Jones for Bainbridge Guilford. BG going right to left, and Sydney left to right, and we are underway between BG and Sydney. Hoskins wins the opening tip and gets one back to Kyle Smith, who will bring it up the floor down the right wing here for Sydney as we get things underway between the Warriors and the Bobcats. Dutton to the left side, finds Hoskins outside the three-point line now for Carl. Back out for Dutton, left side for Ethan Finch. Stutter steps, pump fakes, down low, nice. Pass off to Colin Carl, up and in. A great opening possession there for the Warriors, and they'll come out in a 1-2-2 press, it looks like, here to try to turn over BG, and they will. This is Trevor Dutton to the left side, up and off the glass, can't get it to go. Hoskins for the rebound, and he puts it home. So Alex Hoskins makes it a 4-0 lead here for Sydney, just about 45 seconds into the contest. Here's Halliquist to the right side, bringing it up the wing and crossing midcourt, finding Sean Jones. Jones with a pump fake, gets in, off the glass, too hard. Rebound is up and in. Well played there by Tyler Johnson. And the big man cleans up the mess. He's about 6'3", 6'4", and he's got some size inside, bigger than anyone on Sydney. So the Warriors will have to be careful with that tonight, and he cleaned up that one nicely. And now a steal here for BG. Halliquist sneaks one off the floor as Sydney tried to get it to the high post. And BG with the ball. So it's Sydney 4, BG 2. 6:40 to go in this first quarter. Here is Trevor Halliquist. We know he can get hot from downtown. Sydney looking to avoid that here tonight. Halliquist off a screen, left side 3, no good. And a rebound for Sydney. Hoskins ahead here for Kyle Smith. Smith tries to go back door for Ethan Finch. He wasn't quite expecting that one. Off his fingertips, ball sliced out of bounds and will stay with Bainbridge Guilford. 6.5 to go. First quarter, 4-2 the score. BG trailing Sydney here at home in front of a nice packed barn here tonight. Here is Jones up the floor to the left side now for Trevor Halliquist. Setting up the offense as Sydney is in the man-to-man, trying to really pressure this BG team into some early turnovers. Halliquist finds Jones, top of the key. Now for DeGroat, left side outside the three-point line as the shot clock ticks down to 10. DeGroat tries to take it inside. He stops, passes back out for Jones into the paint, and he'll go up with a jumper, but before that, he's fouled. This one going to be on Trevor Dutton. So we're 2 minutes into the contest. It's Sydney 4 and BG 2. And so a fresh 35 up on the clock, and Jones will look to inbounds, and he finds Wiemet, who goes up for the shot. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled. And Zach Wiemet, number 14, the junior, will head to the line. 5:58 to go in this first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Sydney on top of Bainbridge Guilford here. The boys contest tonight during rivalry week. The girls will be tomorrow at 4:45. So the first shot coming for Zach Wiemet is up and good. So Wiemet puts it home, and after Sydney blazed right out to a 4-0 lead, BG has chipped away and looking to tie it up here on this second free throw from Zach Wiemet. This one is up and good. Nothing but net there for Wiemet. And we're tied up 4-4 with 5:55 to go first quarter. Sydney with the ball going left to right. BG settles back into their 2-3 zone on defense, but it's pretty well extended, too, using Jones and Hallequist at the top. Back to the right side, Trevor Dutton tries a three and nails it. Trevor Dutton scores there for Sydney to make it 7-4 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. And now a steal at midcourt here by Kyle Smith. Right back for Dutton, takes it in off the glass and good. Trevor Dutton with a quick 5 points there in about the last 30 seconds. And it's Sydney 9 and BG 4. With 5:25 to go first quarter, here's Hallequist down the right side. Gets the midcourt, bounce pass ahead. It was a beauty, but off the hands of Tyler Johnson, and it rolls out of bounds. And we'll go back to Sydney. 5:22 to go in the first quarter. BG is going to take a timeout with the score Sydney 9, BG 4. And boys, MAC action here tonight. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Sydney boys with the ball as we get back underway. It's Sydney 9, BG 4 with 5:10 to go first quarter. Kyle Smith, the spot up three. Hit the rim twice, no good. Hoskins comes down with it, makes the bucket and the foul. Alex Hoskins, you cannot teach the way that young man can jump out of the gym. He just snatches a rebound out of the air there, goes back up, puts it home, and he'll go to the line looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So Sydney 11, BG 4 with 5:08 to go first quarter. Here's the and one shot up and good for Hoskins, so he's got five. And it's 12-4, and now Sydney's still in this full court press, and they tip one out of bounds there with Trevor Dutton. Sydney jumped out, it was 4-0. BG came right back to answer to make it 4-4, but since then an 8-0 run here for Sydney. Jones passing ahead for Hallequist at midcourt. Hallequist to the top of the key, and now he'll put on the brakes and set up the offense here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Here's Hallequist, a three, and this one is off the front rim. And BG's got to hope that maybe he can get hot here tonight to help keep them in this game. Here's Ethan Finch to the left side for Trevor Dutton. Dutton directing traffic, waves off Finch, and now we'll pass one back over for Kyle Smith. Back for Finch, and a bounce pass as they work it around the top of the 2-3 zone. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Hoskins into the corner for Finch. Pulls up, and that one's off the mark. And a rebound for BG and Alex DeGroat. Ahead for Hallequist. Down in front of the Sydney bench, trying to go along the baseline. Runs it all the way through, and now we'll set the offense back up. Hallequist again pulls up for a three off the back rim. No good. And that was Jones going for the rebound there. Couldn't get to it in time, though. It rolls out and will stay back with the Sydney Warriors. So now heading to the bench will be Tyler Johnson for Bainbridge-Guilford. And Kyle Rideout will check into the game here for BG. Sydney back the other way, going left to right. They have the ball in the paint here with Trevor Dutton. Lost it, though, and it rolls out of bounds. And we'll go back to Bainbridge-Guilford on the possession. With 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, it is Sydney 12, BG 4. As BG trying to crawl back into this game, the home crowd pretty silent at the moment as Sydney has come out and put up 12 quick ones here in this first quarter. Here is Rideout, passing one back for Hallequist. A little give and go back to Rideout, crosses the half-court line, just over that Bobcats logo. Now back off here for Hallequist with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Hallequist left side, picks up his dribble back for Rideout on the right side. Still in the man-to-man here for the Sydney Warriors on defense. Here's Jones, passes down low for Wiemet, had the ball stripped, knocked out of bounds, and the officials say that this one is going to go back here to Sydney with 3:37 to go first quarter. 12-4 is the score. The Warriors over the Bobcats here in boys MAC action. Here's Colin Carl to the left side. Carl will work it into the corner here for Trevor Dutton, still BG in the 2-3 zone. 3:25 to go in this first quarter. Dutton finds Kyle Smith back for Finch. Quick ball movement here for the Warriors. Back to Dutton. Pulls up, and that three is no good. Not enough spice on that one as it just grazed the front of the iron, and a rebound for BG. They're looking to get a bucket here. They're getting some stops. but they haven't been able to score on their last few possessions. Here is DeGroat at the high post. At the foul line now, passes back out for Hallequist. BG still searching for a way to find a way through this defense here that Sydney has presented. DeGroat tries to pass down low there, looking for Jones, but again, nowhere to go. The pass wasn't close to Jones, and it sails out of bounds. And so Sydney with the ball, they'll move it forward here with Finch to the right side as Sydney goes left to right. They're in front of the BG bench with Finch outside the three-point arc. Now for Kyle Smith. Passes over for Dutton, left side with 2:40 to go, first quarter. Sydney leading 12-4. Smith, pull-up jumper, a deep two, and he gets it to go. Smith puts it home, and it's 14-4 now with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Here is Hallequist, zips one across for Jones. Good pump fake up off the glass, and good. He's another guy that has to get going tonight for BG. That's Sean Jones. Usually Hallequist and Jones make such a great 1-2 punch. They're going to have to get into it here. Sydney 14, BG 6. Hoskins down low for Colin Carl at the left block. Pump fakes, goes up, is fouled, and can't get the layup to go. Just tipped off, and Colin Carl will go to the line. Carl was our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner the other night, as Sydney was able to defeat Unitigo at home 54-41 earlier during rivalry week. 2:09 to go in the first quarter, and here is Colin Carl to the line. First one is off the rim, no good. Skimmed off the side of the rim with 2:09 to go in this first quarter. Sydney leading 14-9 in a game they have to have to make sure they stay in the top four of the MAC standings. Good chance, though, they could move into third if things shake out the way I think they could. Second one coming here for Colin Carl, up and good, so he's got three. Sydney leads 15-6 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Sean Jones. Jones to the right side, back for Kyle, right out, right at midcourt. He's trying to get out of a double-team trap here, and instead will shuffle his feet, and the officials will call him for a travel. And, you know, Sydney and this man-to-man, they are just swarming all over, and if the ball gets anywhere near midcourt, they are looking for that little trap. And BG has had a little bit of a troubled time getting around it so far. So here is Smith finding Ethan Finch to the right side. Back for Smith, far side for Dutton as Sydney goes left to right. And off for Finch now. Looking to get it down low, but BG really clogging up those passing lanes. With a minute 40 to go, first quarter. Now a jumper for Dutton, left side, no good. Ball is loose, back out for Smith. Dribbles to the foul line, his shot is short. Another rebound for Hoskins at the right block. Hoskins back for Smith, up and in. Great look there from Hoskins. On the back door to Smith. And we got some pretty even scoring here for Sydney in this first quarter as they lead 17-6 over BG on the road here with 1:15 to go first quarter. Here's Hallequist, deep three, and that one rimmed out. Looked like a Harlem Globetrotters shot as it went all the way around the rim before popping out. 1:05 to go first quarter. Here is Ethan Finch to the high post for Colin Carl, left side for Dutton. Dutton looking for some options here for the Warriors. Back for Smith. He pulls up, and Smith is feeling it. Downtown Charlie Brown, he puts it home, and it's 20-6 with 50 seconds to go now in this first quarter. So Sydney really shooting the lights out here in this first frame. Here's Hallequist all the way to the 10. Right-handed layup on the coast-to-coast try won't go. Smith back the other way, finds Dutton in transition, partially blocked. Smith the rebound, his shot won't go. Comes out for Colin Carl, and they have a fresh 35. Mike Brzee yelling out to use his time here as he calls out for Kyle Smith to set it up. Smith again, we called him the quarterback the other night, called him Peyton Manning. Passes to the right side here for Dutton. Back up top, I would say it looks like Tom Brady more, but no, I think Peyton Manning is a good way to put it. And to the right side here for Colin Carl. Down low for Hoskins, up with the left-handed layup. No good. Carl cleans up the mess and puts it home. He's got 5 points, and that's going to do it for the first quarter as Hallequist throws one the length of the court. Actually hit off the rim but won't go down. So after one, Sydney leading BG 22-6. Second quarter coming up again. The score, Sydney 22, BG 6. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris have delicious lunch specials that can't be beat. Every Monday through Saturday from 11 till 4, get any large cold hero and small soda for just $6, or two slices of cheese pizza and small soda for only $4. And every Tuesday, enjoy Roma's spaghetti and meatball dinner for two, now for just $10.95. At Roma's, you'll always get incredible food at great prices. Be sure to check out their full menu at romapizza.biz. Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Morris. delivery always available. Open 7 days a week.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back as we start the second quarter. 22-6 is the score. The Sydney boys leading Bainbridge Guilford here on the road. BG starts the second quarter with the ball. A shot from Sean Jones is no good. A rebound for Sydney, and to the left side here for Kyle Smith and the Warriors. Again, 22-6 is the score, as four different players scoring very nicely here for Sydney in the first quarter. They look to continue it here with Steven Smith. Can't get it to go. Partially blocked there by Weemitt, and Hallequist will bring it up the floor. Hallequist to the left side for Bainbridge Guilford. 7:20 to go. Second quarter, it's 22-6. Sydney on top of BG. Down low, the pass here for Tyler Johnson of Bainbridge Guilford, but he trips and falls, and the officials have to call the travel on him there. Here's the scoring in the first quarter. 7 for Kyle Smith, 5 each for Colin Carl and Alex Hoskins, and also 5 for Trevor Dutton for a very balanced scoring attack for Sydney. Here is Dutton down the right side for Steven Smith. Up and good, and a foul. Boy, it's one of those nights here for Sydney. Everything is clicking as Steven Smith, just the sophomore, is fouled as he goes up for the layup, makes it, and will go to the line for the three-point play. 24-6 is the score with 7:05 to go, second quarter. Here is Smith to the line. First one is no good, and Hallequist with the rebound. So Hallequist down the floor, 7 minutes to go, second quarter. Hallequist to the right side as Bainbridge Guilford goes right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim. Passes down low for Weemitt. Left block, turnaround shot, no good. Rebound here for Jones. He goes up and he's fouled, and will go to the line with 6:49 to go, second quarter. It's 24-6. Sydney jumping out to a big lead here on the road against the BG Bobcats. So here is Jones to the line. He's got 2 points so far tonight. First one coming for Jones. Hits the front rim and no good. So again, BG in the white with the navy blue trim here tonight. Sydney's in the road maroon uniforms with the white trim as they lead 24-6 in a crucial game here tonight for the Warriors as they look to stay in the top four of the boys' MAC standing. Second one for Jones, no good. Both teams scrambling for the rebound. Good hustle there by Jones to track down his own shot. With 6:40 to go, second quarter, it's Sydney 24 and BG 6. Here is Hallequist to the right side. Top of the three-point arc, passes down low for Weemitt. Off his hands, it's tipped out of bounds. Let's see, they'll say it was last touched, I believe, by Bainbridge Guilford, so the ball is going to go back here to the Warriors. With 6.5 to go in the second quarter. And now BG is going to try to put on the press here to try to get some turnovers of their own. Sydney easily breaking this one, and down the floor they go for Steven Smith again. He goes up and once again is fouled. Sold that pump fake very well, and Steven Smith will go back to the line, the 6'1 guard here for the Warriors. 6:27 to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream and the game audio archive, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. First one is up for Steven Smith and no good. Second one coming here for Smith. Again, 6:27 to go, second quarter. Steven Smith with 2 points already on the night. And his second foul shot is up and good, so he has 3. And the Warriors lead the Bobcats 25-6 here with 6:25 to go before the halftime break. And here is Jones to the right side. Gets to half court. Little 360 spin. Has his pocket picked here by Kyle Smith. Up and off the glass. He puts home the breakaway layup. Kyle Smith with 9 points. 6:12 to go in the second quarter. BG is going to take a timeout. Sydney boys leading 27-6. We'll take a quick break. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Today's Rivalry Week game between Sydney and BG is supported by these special sponsors.
Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe, Tri-Town Taxi, Rose's Restaurant and Pizza, Community Bank NA, The Overhead Door Company, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, RC Sales and Service, and Bob's Diner.
Thanks to all of our WCDO sponsors for making it possible to bring listeners these special basketball games.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney will steal the ball from BG as we get back underway out of the timeout. And Ethan Finch, an acrobatic up and under reverse layup. First points of the night for Finch. He puts it home, and it's 29-6. Sydney on top of Bainbridge-Guilford. Here is Wiemann to the right side. He gets blocked by Finch, and they're actually going to say it was a charge. Alex Hoskins planting his feet in the soil as Wiemann went kind of just spiraling towards the hoop there. And nice job by Hoskins to take the foul. 5:45 to go in this second quarter. 29-6, Sydney on top. Dawson Backus into the game, passes down low for Hoskins, up and under, and he's fouled. Sydney has done a great job of getting the ball to the interior, selling those pump fakes and getting to the charity stripe here tonight with 5:37 to go, second quarter. 29-6 is the score. The Sydney boys on top of BG, and BG has not scored in the second quarter so far yet. So Hoskins to the line. First one is up and good for Alex Hoskins. He has 6 points. Kyle Smith has 9, Alex Hoskins with 6, Colin Carl with 5, Trevor Dutton with 5, and Stephen Smith with 3 so far tonight for Sydney. Second one is good here for Hoskins, so add that up and he's got 7. So 5:37 to go, second quarter, and BG will get the ball back. They're in a 31-6 hole at the moment. As again, Sydney still sitting in this full court pressure. As Hallequist has the ball, passes one back to DeGroat. And DeGroat back for Hallequist, who again is trying to avoid running right into that half-court trap right around the line at the BG Bobcats logo. Hallequist still looking for his first points of the afternoon as well. And to the right side here for Hallequist. Pulls up, about a 15-footer, no good, but he's fouled. And so maybe this can get Hallequist going if he can get to the line here and get a couple of these to go. With 5:16 to go in the second quarter, it's Sydney 31 and BG 6. Hallequist to the line. And he will shoot 2 after he went to that right side and went for a 15-footer and was fouled. First one is no good. Just couldn't quite get it there as it skims the front rim. So 5:16 again to go in the second quarter. Second shot coming here for the sophomore. Trevor Hallequist is good. His first bucket of the evening, and it's 31-7 with 5:15 to go second quarter. And Sydney right down the floor. Dawson Backus misses the left-handed layup. It was quick in transition, but he couldn't get it to fall. BG up the floor now with Hallequist, dribbles through trouble and back to the right side. Hallequist barking out some signals here, setting up the offense with 4:55 to go in the second quarter. He'll pull up for 3 and he can't get it to go. We know Hallequist can hit those. He had a game earlier this year where he hit 6 in one night. Just hasn't been able to get it so far here tonight. The other way for Sydney, and Ethan Finch with a breakaway layup, and he puts it home. Now Sydney gets it back, another steal. Stephen Smith puts it in. He's got 5 points and a timeout. With 4:38 to go in the second quarter, 4 quick points there by Sydney. The first 2 by Finch, the second 2 by Stephen Smith. And Sydney leads 35-7 with 4:38 to go in the second quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Four and a half to go, second quarter. Here's Hallequist down the left side as we come out of the timeout. He finds DeGroat right side, misses the right-handed layup. A rebound for Sydney, and the Warriors' hot night continues. They lead 35-7 with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Dawson back his left side three as Sydney goes left to right. No good. Steven Smith, the rebound, passes over for Colin Carl. He goes up, can't get it to go. The ball is knifed out of bounds, and we'll go back to BG. Good defense there by the Bobcats, as that was Johnson and DeGroat just with their hands straight up in the air, and Colin Carl couldn't find his way through it. So BG has the ball, again going right to left, trying to get through this full court press, and they will this time with DeGroat, but it's finally tipped out of bounds by Colin Carl. Sprawling for that one, just got his fingertips on it and popped it out of play. 3:58 to go, second quarter. 35-7 is the score. Sydney on top of BG. Here's Hallequist in the right corner for three. Got it. Trevor Hallequist finally gets one to go, and he's got 4 points now. That gets BG into double figures. It's 35-10, the lead for Sydney. Back for Alex Hoskins, left side, in the paint, up and in. Hoskins has got nine, and Sydney is starting to score at will here, with 37-10 being the score. And here is DeGroat to the right side, finding Hallequist. Picks up his dribble here and looks to set things in motion. Hallequist will leave one off here for Kyle Rideout. At the top of the three-point arc, tried to pass back there to DeGroat, threw his hands, and the ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to Sydney with 3:24 to go in the second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned for a Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll get you through our scoring summary as well as talk about tomorrow's big-time matchup in this rivalry week between the BG Lady Bobcats and the Sydney Lady Warriors. That one is set to be a great contest tomorrow. And this is Sydney with the ball now. Kyle Smith downtown for three, and Smith is into double figures. He's got 12 points, and it's a 40-10 lead, and now Sydney with a steal. Here is Dawson Backus, and he'll travel as he tried to get inside. Got tied up with Hallequist, shuffled the feet, and took that extra step. So again, our score is Sydney 40 and BG 10 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. And to the right side here for Trevor Hallequist. Hallequist now with a bounce pass, finding Kyle Rideout, and we'll get one back here for Sean Jones. Jones to the right side, picks up his dribble. Now we'll pass back off for DeGroat as BG looks to set up the offense with 15 on the shot clock. 2:40 to go, second quarter, and here is Kyle Rideout at the top of the key. A bounce pass over for DeGroat on the right side, gets down low, and his pass is picked off here by Sydney, and Kyle Smith is looking to run. Smith to the right side. Slings one over here for Dawson Backus. Back for Smith, who's got a game-high 12 points. Backus for three, off the back rim, no good. And Hallequist picks up the loose change there for Bainbridge-Guilford. Trying to pass over top of the Sydney defense, and they'll intercept it there. Backus comes away. He finds Hoskins all the way to the bucket. Too hard on the left-handed layup. And Jones a rebound here for Bainbridge-Guilford. BG going right to left, and Jones picks up some speed into the paint. It's blocked out of there. Kind of a combo effort there between Hoskins and Steven Smith to smash the ball out of bounds. 2 minutes to go, second quarter, and Sydney with a 40-10 lead here over Bainbridge-Guilford. BG gets the ball in, down into the paint. It's intercepted here by Sydney. Hoskins, an outlet pass ahead for Backus, who leaves one back off for Kyle Smith. Now for brother Steven Smith, far side, inside for out for Colin Carl, goes up right-handed layup, no good, but he's fouled and will go to the line. And that's the difference here. Sydney has gotten the ball to the high post. They've had good looks down low, and if they haven't hit, they've been fouled too, and they have been going to the line, as this is going to be the seventh team foul here on Bainbridge-Guilford in the opening half. So Colin Carl to the line, first one, hit the rim twice, and then popped out. He's got 5 points so far for the junior. Second one coming here for Colin Carl, trying to increase this Sydney lead, and he will. So Colin Carl has six, and it's 41-10. Sydney on top of BG with a minute 45 to go, second quarter. And this is Jones at midcourt, lost it out of bounds, but it will remain here with the Bobcats, and Hallequist, directly in front of the scorer's table, will look to inbound the ball. So here is Trevor Hallequist, looking as the play gets set up here for Bainbridge-Guilford. We're going to have a foul. I believe this is one is going to be on Sydney. Yes, on Steven Smith, as he was kind of just holding on to Jones there as he tried to get free. So a minute 42 to go in the second quarter. And Mike Brzee going to the bench here for Sydney. Coming in will be Nate Vibbert, wearing number three here. And so BG gets it in. They'll pass to the far side, looking forward to Groat. The pass was way too tall. And even the very tall DeGroat, standing about 6'2", 6'3", couldn't catch up with it. Ball sails out of bounds and comes back here to Sydney. So here is Stephen Smith. Passes off for Vibber down the right side, back for Smith. And Smith will pass off for Dawson Backus here. And let's see what the call is. A traveling violation on Dawson Backus with a minute 27 to go before our halftime report. Again, the Maravito Energy Products halftime report coming up here. Our special edition this week, Rivalry Week. We had Sydney and Unitego earlier in the week, and now Sydney and Bainbridge-Guilford, the boys tonight. The girls tomorrow at 4:45. Set to be a great one there as two top four teams in the MAC get after it. And here is Jones for Bainbridge-Guilford as we get back underway to the right side. His pass is tipped out of bounds on the right wing, and we'll go back to Sydney. That's the kind of first half it's been here for BG. It looks like they're going to string something together, and then Sydney somehow finds a way to get it out. And so here is Stephen Smith to the left side, is passing off here for Hoskins down low, up off the glass, and good. Alex Hoskins now into double figures, and he has 11 points. BG back down the floor with DeGroat. Looks like Parker Boyce is going to check in at the next whistle here for Sydney. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. And here is Hollequist at the top of the key. Wants that three. He pulls up, looks good, and is good. Trevor Hollequist with 7 points now after getting off to a slow start, as that one was a deep three for Hollequist. It's 43-13. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Backus left side. That one's off the back rim, no good. And another rebound here for Sean Jones, who's putting together a nice little evening as well for BG. 20 seconds to go, second quarter. Sydney on top, 43-13. And here is Hollequist to the right side. Picks up his dribble. Hollequist now finding Kyle right out to the right side, looking for Sean Jones. Jones stops, picks up his dribble, back up with 5 seconds to go. They find Hollequist, a deep three at the buzzer. No good. And that's going to do it for the first half. Sydney is going to have to inbound the ball, but that'll be all she wrote for the first half, it looks like. Unless Sydney can toss one up, they won't even try. So our halftime score is Sydney 43, BG 13. A very commanding and impressive first half here for the Sydney Warriors, as a lot of guys get on the score sheet here. And we'll see what they do in the second half as well, as they lead 43-13 at our halftime break. Again, Sydney 43, BG 13. And boys, MAC action here tonight, live from Bainbridge-Guilford. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with our halftime report on WCDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Maravido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge, cheers on the BG boys and girls basketball teams this weekend in their rivalry games against Sydney. And they invite fans to enjoy a hearty meal before the games. You can create your own burger from the popular burger menu. Enjoy daily and blue plate specials. And Bob's homemade soups and chili are served all year long. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. A proud sponsor of this weekend's BG and Sydney basketball games on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on CDO. Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. The Sydney boys leading BG 43-13 at the break. Let's get you through our scoring summary here. First for Sydney, they are led by 12 points from Kyle Smith, 11 from Alex Hoskins, 6 from Colin Carl, 5 each from Stephen Smith and Trevor Dutton, and 4 from Ethan Finch. On the other side, BG is led by 7 points from Trevor Halliquist, 2 from Zach Wiemet, 2 from Sean Jones, and 2 from Tyler Johnson. So BG has had some good looks. Halliquist has had a couple of ones from deep that looked like they were going to go down but just didn't. But I think BG was flustered early by the full court pressure from Sydney, and just Sydney being able to play 8, 9, 10 guys deep. I mean, when you have guys coming off the bench like Nate Vibbard and Parker Boyce, those are some very quality players to be coming off your bench that a lot of other teams don't have. So that's certainly a nice luxury to have for Sydney head coach Mike Brzee. If you had a chance to watch the Sydney boys JV last year, you saw what Boyce, Vibbard, Finch, all those guys together, Stephen Smith, what they can do. And it's scary to think about when you get them on varsity and you have some of the guys that were already playing up at that time, like a Kyle Smith, like a Alex Hoskins, like a Trevor Dutton. I mean, these guys are all going to be back next year, too. So this is a huge team. Sydney is only going to lose Zach Green and Melshawn Folks to graduation. So that's two seniors from a team who right now is kind of flirting with being in the top four in the MAC. So this is a really good Sydney team, and they are just so, so deep. And I think it just speaks to how well the Sydney program is, all the way from the youth all the way up through, and it just pays off once you get to varsity. BG has a lot of quality players. It's just one of those nights where the shots aren't falling. We've seen BG several times this year. We know Halliquist and Jones can certainly go off at any time. I will point to this. There was a game earlier in the year when BG was at Harpersville, and they were down at the half, I believe, by at least 15. They came back in the second half. Trevor Halliquist dropped, I believe, in the neighborhood of 35, 37 points, hit 6 or 7 three-pointers, and pulled that team back to a victory. So this is a BG team that's not going to quit, especially with some young guys like Halliquist just being a sophomore, Jones just being a junior. This is a team that's going to be around for a while, too. And head coach Greg Warren knows that, you know, sometimes you're going to take your lumps in the MAC because there are some really, really good teams. I think his team is kind of teetering right around that 5, 6, 7 spot. But, man, I tell you, if Halliquist and Jones get hot, anything can happen with those two. And this place just kind of feeds off of their energy out on the floor. So you never know what's going to happen if those two can start to hit in the second half. Just want to remind you of some of our extra sponsors here for tonight's game during Rivalry Week. Community Bank NA, RC Sales and Service, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney, Bob's Diner right here in Bainbridge, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Rose's Restaurant and Pizzeria right here in Bainbridge, Tri-Town Taxi, and the Overhead Door Company. We'll take a quick break and come back with some more here on our halftime report. Again, the Sydney boys leading BG 43-13 at the break. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Today's Rivalry Week game between Sydney and BG is supported by these special sponsors.
Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe, Tri-Town Taxi, Rose's Restaurant and Pizza, Community Bank NA, The Overhead Door Company, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, RC Sales and Service, and Bob's Diner.
Thanks to all of our WCDO sponsors for making it possible to bring listeners these special basketball games.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Again, it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on CDO. Mirabito is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Sydney is back out on the floor warming up here for the second half. They hold a 43-13 lead here tonight over Bainbridge Guilford. Sydney on the road here tonight at BG. Girls game will be tomorrow at 4:45. We will have that game tonight right here on WCDO. I should say tomorrow night right on WCDO. So join us there or WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, it's all about you. And you can go back and listen to these games or any other games that we have done in the past or this year, whether it be football, basketball, softball, baseball, soccer. It's all right there on WCDOsports.com. It's all free and ready for listening or download anytime, courtesy of SFCU. And again, our special sponsors here for tonight's game, RC Sales and Service, located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla, Community Bank NA, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney, Bob's Diner right here in downtown Bainbridge, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Rose's Restaurant and Pizzeria, Tri-Town Taxi, and the Overhead Door Company as well. We'll take one last quick break. We'll get you back for the start of the second half between the Sydney Boys and the BG Boys. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back as we get you set for the start of the third quarter here. The Sydney Boys leading Bainbridge Guilford 43-13. BG is in the home white uniforms. The navy blue trim says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney is in the road. Maroon uniforms with the white trim says Sydney in white lettering across the front of the chest there for the Warriors. Again, 43-13 our score as we start the third quarter. And it looks like BG will come out with their starting five here of Hallequist, Jones, Johnson, DeGroat, and Wiemet on the other side. It looks like the starting five will also come out here for Sydney, Hoskins, Carl, as well as Dutton, Kyle Smith, and Ethan Finch. So 43-13 is the score as Sydney will have the ball going right to left on your radio dial, so don't turn your dial here, folks. Set to be a good second half here between the Warriors and the Bobcats. They pass down low for Hoskins, left-handed layup, up no good, gets his own rebound, tries again, and it's in. Alex Hoskins now with 13 points. And Sydney takes a 45-13 lead. Here's Hallequist as BG goes left to right. He's at the top of the three-point arc, and he'll get a lane to the basket up and in. Left-handed layup is good. Therefore, Trevor Hallequist, and he has 9 points. It's 45-15. Sydney on top of BG here on the road in Boys Mac action tonight. And here is Finch. Tries to pass to the high post there for Colin Carl, and he's fouled. And we'll have a whistle with 7:19 to go third quarter. 45-15 the score. So that's the first foul of the second half, and Sydney will inbound the ball underneath their own basket here from the left low block. And Kyle Smith will get it in for Ethan Finch in the corner for three. Splash! Downtown for Ethan Finch. He's got 7, and it's 48-15 with 7:10 to go in this third quarter. Here's Hallequist down the right side here for Bainbridge Guilford. He's looking to get hot in the second half. Leaves one back off for Jones all the way to the bucket. Can't get it to go. And a rebound here for Ethan Finch. And he's looking to run the floor. Down the left side into the paint. Up. Can't get the layup. But Trevor Hallequist was trying to sacrifice the body there for the charge. But he'll be called for the block. With 6:55 to go, third quarter, 48-15 the score. And are they going to say that Finch was in the act of shooting? They will, so he will go to the line. I thought they would just call that one on the floor, but instead, Ethan Finch will go to the line. So he just nailed that three-pointer, and he's looking for more as he's got 7 points here. So here is Finch to the line, and the sophomore's first shot is up and in. He's got 8. And if you've had a chance to see Ethan Finch play, you know the sky's the limit for this kid. Extremely athletic, can get to the basket, can shoot. Just still growing into the game a little bit, I'd say. Second shot is up and good for Finch. He's got 9. So you have Hoskins with 13, Kyle Smith with 12, and Finch with 9, the leaders here for Sydney, as they lead 50-15. 6:45 to go, third quarter. Here is Hallequist. Up top for DeGroat. Stops and leaves one off here for Sean Jones. Jones back out for Hallequist. 3, left side. That one's off the mark. Rebound for Jones. He goes up. Can't get it to go. And a rebound for Sydney's Colin Carl. They're looking to run. Down the right side here for Finch. Pulls out 3. Got it. Ethan Finch has got 12, and it's 53-15 with 6:20 to go in this third quarter. And here is Hallequist down the left side for Bainbridge Guilford. Hallequist pulls up again for 3 off the front rim, no good. A rebound for Hoskins, and again, Sydney turning this one into a track meet. Down the right side they go. Finch holding on to it, gets to the right side, back out for Hoskins for a deep 2, and he puts it home. He's got 15. It's 55-15 now with 5:50 to go in this third quarter. And here is Jones, gets into the paint, throws one up, and he's fouled. Nice job by Sean Jones to break through traffic. Try to go up, and he's just fouled, so he'll go to the line. So Sean Jones with 2 points here tonight, as he'll look to get it going for Bainbridge Guilford. He's a feisty guy, as his first one is up and good. He's got 3 now. Feisty guy, and that especially pays off on the boards a lot. Every game we've done this year for Bainbridge Guilford, he has been an absolute monster on the glass. Second one coming for Jones, up and good. Making it look easy there from the line for Sean Jones. It's 55-17. With 5:45 to go in this third quarter. Here's Kyle Smith for Trevor Dutton, left side, as they work it around. BG still sitting in the 2-3 zone. They get it to the high post for Colin Carl. Back left side, Dutton 3, got it. Raining threes right now for Sydney, and Trevor Dutton with 8 points. And Sydney leads 58-17 with 5.5 to go here in this third quarter. So 8 points for Trevor Dutton, and he's got 2 3-pointers so far. Here's Hallequist, the pull-up jumper, he got it. Hallequist is into double figures, and he has 11, and it's 58-19. Sydney on top with 5:10 to go in the third quarter. And this is Kyle Smith trying to feed one down low for Colin Carl. Back out for Smith. Left side, Dutton in front of his own bench for 3. No good. And a rebound for DeGroat as he ripped it down out of the sky. Ahead for Hallequist as BG goes left to right. Hallequist to the right low block. Up and in. Count the bucket, and he's fouled. Hallequist now with 13, and he'll go to the line to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. You can't fault Trevor Hallequist. He's doing everything he can, and yes, he's taking some extra shots, but when you're trailing in a ball game like this, you have to try to do everything you can to jump back in. Hallequist from the line, can't get it to go, hit the front rim twice, died, and then fell off. Sydney with a rebound. They lead 58-21, excuse me. Sydney boys on top, and they're looking for more as they go down low to the right block for Colin Carl, and he has 8 points, and Sydney pushes the lead now to 60-21 with 4:35 to go, third quarter. And here is Sean Jones. He gets to the left elbow, kicks it back across and to the right side. And now for Jones, up off the glass, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line with 4.5 to go, third quarter. This is what BG has been looking for here, is trying to get to the basket more and use some of their quickness. It's just tough because Sydney is loaded with guards. And so usually when you have one or two or three really good guards, you can, you know, get to the bucket there with some of your quickness and expose some of the other team's weaknesses. But Sydney with just guards for days, it seems like, as the first foul shot there for Sean Jones is off the mark. So Jones, the second shot coming. here for the Bobcats, and that one is short, and Ethan Finch grabs the rebound, 3-on-2 for Sydney if they can hurry. Now for Kyle Smith. Back out for Finch. He wants another three. It hit the side of the rim. No good. Kyle Smith gets his rebound, and that's off the mark. Again, finds Finch down at the left low block. Up and in. Finch now with 14. And it's 62-21 with 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Hallequist to the left side. Hallequist gets to half court. Now puts on the brakes with 3:55 to go in this third quarter. Hallequist right side back off for Jones. Jones will leave one back off here for Nick Decker, who's into the game here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Back for Hallequist for three off the mark. No good on the rebound. Both teams scrambling. And the ball is ricocheted out of bounds, but will stay with Bainbridge-Guilford with 3:44 to go in this third quarter. It's Sydney 62, BG 21. Jones will inbound here for the Bobcats. Gets it into the left corner as BG goes left to right. Passes back up for Hallequist again. Shouting out some signals here to set up the offense. Sydney still in the man-to-man. It's suffocating at times here for the Warriors. Hallequist right side. And we'll leave one back off for Sean Jones. Now for Decker in the corner. He's tied up with Colin Caro. Works it free with 15 ticks left on the shot clock. Now for DeGroat up off the glass. That's no good. And Dutton rips down a rebound here and has the basketball. Brings it up the floor for Sydney. Passes for Colin Caro. Back out for Dutton. Left side three. And that one's off the mark. But Hoskins is there. Finds the rebound in the traffic and puts it home. He's got 17. 64-21. Sydney on top with 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. Looks like Stephen Smith is going to check back into the game for Sydney, as well as Dawson Backus. And here is Trevor Hallequist still with the ball, with 15 again on the shot clock for BG. Passes down low, looking there for Sean Jones, but he couldn't catch up to it in time. Ball rolls over the line, and we'll go back to Sydney. So 2:50 to go in the third quarter, and the substitutes coming in here. Carl and Dutton will come out of the game here for the Warriors. And so Sydney will bring it back up the floor here with Kyle Smith with 2:45 to go in this third quarter. Finds Finch on the left side. Reversing for Backus on the right side. BG still sitting in the 2-3 zone on defense. Down low and now looking for Stephen Smith. Good move up off the glass and in. Stephen Smith with 7 points. So that's six guys who have scored here tonight for Sydney. And they've all got a decent amount too. Hallequist brings it down the floor for BG as his Bobcats are behind 66-21 at the moment. And here's BG down the left side with Sean Jones up off the glass and good. And Jones now with 6 points. Starting to come alive a little bit here for the Bobcats. They trail 66-23 with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Sydney with the ball. They're in the maroon with the white trim. To the left side wing, and a bounce pass into the interior is stolen as Ethan Finch tried to knife it through traffic. Here's Jones, the coast-to-coast, and he's fouled before he could get the layup off. So Sean Jones will go right back to the line. He saw an opportunity to go like lightning towards the basket. He took it. Finch came over and fouled him. So here's the team foul situation. In case you're keeping track at home, that is 4 on Sydney and 2 on BG in the second half. Jones, the first one, is no good. Just a reminder that one of our special sponsors here tonight is RC Sales and Service, your home for 24-hour towing and quality auto repairs. So if you need a tow, you know where to go. Call Ralphie at RC Sales and Service, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla, 563-9299. And Ralphie is Recmaster certified as well. Second shot is up and good for Sean Jones, so he's got 7. 66-24 the score, with 1:35 to go in this third quarter. Back to the left side for Ethan Finch. Now for Backus, right side corner on the baseline for 3. No good, and a rebound for Finch. Sydney has done a tremendous job on the glass here tonight, cleaning the Windex. And so here is Kyle Smith. Back for Backus to the left side for Hoskins, who's got 17, wants more. No, passes out for Kyle Smith. Back over for Finch in the corner, left side, 3, no good. Rebound for Hoskins again. They continue to keep the possessions going. So we come up on 1 minute to go in this third quarter. It's Sydney, 66, BG 24. And here is Smith to Backus down low. Again, looking for Stephen Smith. Tried to force one over to Hoskins. It was broken up, but Hoskins somehow fought through the traffic and got it back. Left side on the baseline for Ethan Finch. Sydney with the ball, continuing to work it around. 10 on the shot clock. They go to the interior. Stephen Smith, a kick out right side for Kyle Smith. Bang! Buries the three-pointer. Kyle Smith got 15. with 35 seconds to go here in this third quarter. It's Sydney 69 and BG 24. They have it right at midcourt now. To the left side for Sean Jones is BG in the home whites with the navy blue trim going left to right. Jones trying to get one back to Hallequist, but the ball rolls out of bounds as the little miscommunication there between those two. And before Hallequist could get to it, the ball rolls over the line. 18 seconds to go, third quarter at 69-24. Sydney on top, and now a steal for the Bobcats off the inbounds. Hallequist picking a pass off there from Hoskins. Right side here for Hallequist, for Jones, gets into the paint. Kick out now for DeGroat, all the way to the bucket, up and in. Alex DeGroat, his first basket of the night, and it's 69-26. Sydney at the buzzer, can they get one off? No. 69-26 the score with three quarters in the books. Fourth quarter coming up. Again, the Warriors leading the Bobcats 69-26. I'm Nate Lull, and you're listening to live Tri-County Hoops tonight on WCDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO. Sydney boys leading Bainbridge-Guilford 69-26. Sydney on the road here tonight against the visiting Bobcats during rivalry week. Big thank you to all our special sponsors. Here is Sean Jones as BG has the ball to start the fourth quarter with Trevor Hallequist to the left side. Hallequist is closely guarded here by Sydney as they are still in the man-to-man. Sean Jones left side finding Nick Decker. Five on the shot clock. Decker's going to have to shoot. He throws one up off the back rim. No good. Rebound for DeGroat. Takes it down low, up and in. Alex DeGroat with the right-handed layup. Makes it 69-28. Sydney's got some new players off the bench. Nate Vibbard, Parker Boyce is in. Dawson Backus as well. As well as the Smith brothers for Sydney. Here's Nate Vibbard for three, and that's off the mark, and a rebound here for the Bobcats. And here is Hallequist down the right side. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leading 69-28. Hallequist. Bounce pass down low for Wiemann. Up off the glass and good. Zach Wiemann with 4 points here for the Bobcats. It's 69-30 with 6:40 to go. Here is Backus left side in the maroon with the white trim. The Sydney Warriors going right to left. They have it at the top of the key. BG still in the 2-3 zone on defense. They go to the high post for Stephen Smith. Back door for Parker Boyce. He's blocked, and the ball squirts loose and comes free to the Bobcats. And here is Hallequist trying to go through a double team, and he's fouled, and we'll have a whistle with 6:24 to go. And so that will be the fifth team foul on Sydney here in the second half. Only two on BG. And the Bobcats will get the ball on the left side of the floor. They have to toss one up for Zach Wiemann off his fingertips, but they'll say it was last touched by Parker Boyce as Jones was starting to run out of options there on the sideline as the five-second count continued to count down on it. So Jones will inbound the ball here for the Bobcats. Jones with the ball finds Wiemann up and under. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Parker Boyce. And an outlet pass here for Kyle Smith. Smith works it up the floor. Calm, cool, and collected. Kind of the floor general this year for Sydney. Finding Nate Vibbard. Vibbard with a bounce pass into the corner for Backus. Back out for Vibbard. Right side, and he passed before he looked. And Kyle Smith wasn't there, so the ball goes rolling out of bounds. It's been nice to watch Kyle Smith grow into a great player here this year. I think in terms of being the floor general, has a different demeanor than Nick Mino did last year, but they do a lot of the same things in terms of taking care of the ball and just making sure everybody is on the same page. Mino was very, loud, and you could really see his emotions. He kind of wore them on his sleeve. Kyle Smith never looks like anything bothers him, and it's a different kind of leadership, but it seems to be working here for the Warriors, especially in the second half of the season. Turnover now by BG, and they give the ball back to Sidney as the Warriors lead 69-30 with 5:45 to go fourth quarter. And here is Kyle Smith up the floor to the right side, but a steal by Wiemann. Wiemann, though, stepped out of bounds right in front of the BG bench as he was trying to track the ball down. He was able to get his fingertips in, kind of punch it free, and then had to chase it down the floor. But as he did so, couldn't catch it in time and stepped on the sideline. So Sidney gets the ball back going right to left. They have it on the left wing. Now for Vibbert on the right wing. As the Warriors here, leading 69-30 in the fourth quarter. This could be a big one tonight here in the win column for the Sidney Warriors as they continue to try to move up in the MAC top four standings and see where that brings them next week when the playoffs begin. Here is Kyle Smith, left side for two, and he got it. Smith now with 17. So you have Hoskins and Smith both with 17 tonight. 5:05 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Hallequist to the right side as BG goes left to right. Little crossover. Nice move by Hallequist. Left-handed layup up and in. Pretty for Trevor Hallequist, and he's got 15. It's Sidney 71 and BG 32. Hallequist with 15 of the 32. He's doing everything he can tonight for BG. Here is Nate Vibbert to the right side with 4:40 left in this contest. Parker Boyce down low. Looking for Steven Smith. He can't get it to go, and the rebound is taken away here by BG. Good look there by Boyce in traffic. Steven Smith just unable to finish down in the land of the trees. Here is Sean Jones to the left side. Jones going left to right for Bainbridge to Guilford. Dribble drive to the right side. Dribbled it off his foot. The ball goes rolling out of bounds, and we'll go back to Sidney with 4:23 left. More substitutes coming in now as this will be Noah Gibbs checking into the game here for the Warriors. So the Warriors out there with Backus as well as the Smith brothers. Noah Gibbs and Nate Vibbert. Now Kyle Smith's going to come off as well. So we'll have Boyce, Steven Smith, Backus, Gibbs, and Vibbert out there at the moment here for Sidney with 4:15 to go. BG countering with Hallequist, Rideout, Jones, Wiemann, as well as DeGroat. Sidney with the ball going right to left. They have a top of the key back for Dawson Backus. Left side for three off the mark. And Jones skies up for another rebound. Outlet pass ahead for Hallequist. Good move, and he'll go to the bucket and in. Hallequist has got 17. 71-34. Hallequist right now, if you keep track of this type of thing, is second in the area in terms of three-pointers made. He has over 40 on the season. He's only got one so far here tonight, but he's been getting to the basket very nicely. Shot now for Nate Vibbert, left side. Off the mark, no good. A rebound, and it's taken away here by BG, and Jones will bring it down the floor. So Sidney, 71, BG, 34. 3:30 to go, fourth quarter. And Hallequist wants a three. Can't get this one to go. It's slapped back out. Hallequist will get it again. This time maybe he'll look to get to the bucket. He's got 17 to the right side. Again, gets down low on the right, low block. Kick out for Kyle Rideout. And now for Sean Jones at the top of the three-point arc. Jones, far side here for Rideout. Gets it back for Jones with 15 on the shot clock, and now a whistle and a blocking charge here is called on Dawson Backus, as that was Sean Jones trying to get to the tin. So that's going to be the sixth team foul against Sidney. So the next one could send BG to the line for 1-1. 3:05 to go. You'll want to stay tuned for the girls' game tomorrow, folks, at 4:45. That is one you do not want to miss. Two heavyweights ready to battle it out tomorrow, the Lady Warriors and the Lady Bobcats. And this is to the right side here for Sean Jones. Passes down low for DeGroat up off the tin and in. Alex DeGroat, it hit the side of the rim but then popped up and went in. It's 71-36. And now we'll have a timeout on the floor taken by Sidney. Again, 71-36, the Warriors on top of the Bobcats. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lowe on WCDO.
Basketball Rivalry Week wraps up with Sidney visiting BG in a hardwood showdown. And what does that mean for all of you parents? Dirty uniforms. Take them to Bainbridge Coin Laundry, the cleanest, most efficient laundromat in the area. featuring washers and dryers for those really big loads. Bainbridge Coin Laundry cheers on the BG Bobcats boys and girls basketball teams. They're open 24-7, 365 days a year. Located at 29 West Main Street next to the railroad tracks in downtown Bainbridge. And brand new washers are coming in February, too. Owners Lee and Bev Pearsall say good luck, BG Bobcats, from Bainbridge Coin Laundry.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Here is Nate Vibbard to the right side, outside the three-point line now as Sydney has the ball and a 71-36 lead in boys' MAC action tonight. Parker Boyce gets it in, down low on the right baseline, up and in. Parker Boyce, his first points tonight, and that is seven different players now that have scored for Sydney. BG with the ball going left to right, and they'll call a kick here on Stephen Smith. Got it out there with his toe on the ball, so that resets everything, and BG gets the ball back in with Kyle Wright out. Back here for Sean Jones, who has 7 points here tonight for BG. They are led from 17 from Trevor Halliquist tonight. So it's 17s all around as Kyle Smith and Alex Hoskins on the other side with 17 each for Sydney to lead the way. Sydney with a rebound off a BG shot here, and Stephen Smith will walk it down the floor to the left side with a minute 50 to go. Stay tuned for our post-game show coming up, folks. We'll have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance as well. Rebound here for Bainbridge Guilford off a Sydney miss. So we'll get you those three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Once we go final here tonight, 90 seconds left in this one, folks, and Sydney boys leading at 73-36. Left side here for Sean Jones. Jones will pass back to the right side as BG goes left to right. Here is Kyle Wright out back for Jones. Again, top of the key, setting things up on offense. They try to go back door for Wright out, up off the glass and in. Kyle Wright out, his first bucket, and the junior wearing number 3 tonight puts one home at 73-38 with 1 minute to go. Here is Stephen Smith for Nate Vibbard on the right side. Vibbard back out for Stephen Smith, left side elbow down low here, looking for Kyle Gaskin. He lost it out of bounds, and the Zebra Crew says it's going to stay with Sydney. Last touched there by Wiemet of BG. And so Stephen Smith will inbound the ball, finds Nate Vibbard here. Vibbard with 50 seconds left on the clock. Bounce pass to the far side for Stephen Smith. Smith back for Vibbard. Step in three. Got it. Nate Vibbard from downtown gets his first bucket of the evening, and it's 76-38 with 35 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. BG looking for one last little push. Turnaround shot here for Wiemet is off the mark. No good. They get it back. Halliquist is done for the evening. He's over on the bench. And he certainly deserves a little break here. He's played very hard tonight. Shot for Wiemet. That's off the mark. No good. 15 seconds to go. Noah Gibbs down the floor for Sydney. Leaves one back off for Vibbard. Sydney leading 76-38. And they'll just pass it out here for the final 5 seconds. Here's Noah Gibbs thinking about a shot at the buzzer. This one no good. That's going to do it. Our final score is Sydney 76, BG 38. Good win here tonight for the Sydney boys over BG in rivalry week. And a much-needed win here for the Warriors to make sure that they remain in the top four in the boys' MAC standings. And, of course, it's the top four teams that will have a chance in the semifinals to then maybe move on to the finals at Hartwick on February 13th. We'll be right back with our post-game show. Again, the final, Sydney boys take down BG 76-38. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one final time here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Law. Our final score, 76-38. The Sydney boys taking down Bainbridge Guilford here tonight. Just a great team effort. This is some of the best basketball I've seen Sydney play this year. They looked like a really good, solid team here tonight. A lot of guys got on the score sheet, so a big win here tonight for Sydney, 76-38. I just want to recognize some of our special sponsors here tonight, which are proud to bring you extra basketball during Rivalry Week, and we'll have the girls' game tomorrow here as well, brought to you by these fine sponsors. Community Bank N.A., RC Sales and Service, located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe at the Light in downtown Sydney. Bainbridge Coin Laundry. Bob's Diner in downtown Bainbridge. Rose's Restaurant and Pizzeria right here in Bainbridge. The Overhead Door Company, as well as Tri-Town Taxi. All our extra sponsors here for tonight's game. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Sydney, the winning team here tonight. 17 apiece for Alex Hoskins and Kyle Smith to lead the way. 14 for Ethan Finch. 8 for Colin Carl. 8 for Trevor Dutton. 7 for Stephen Smith. 3 for Nate Vibbard. And 2 for Parker Boyce. Really nice night of sharing the ball here for the Sydney boys. On the other side for BG, they are led by 17 points from Trevor Halliquist, 7 from Sean Jones, 6 from Alex DeGroat, 4 from Zach Wiemet, 2 from Kyle Rideout, and 2 from Tyler Johnson as well tonight here for BG. Let's get into our three awards here. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Let's give that one tonight to Kyle Smith for Sydney. Smith with 17 points. He's got that silky smooth jumper. Made it look easy out there tonight. Kyle Smith, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. We talked about it a little bit, too, that seems to be one of the leaders for this team this year. I would say Smith, Hoskins, some of those guys, Zach Green. Kind of more quiet leaders compared to last year's class. Of course, Sydney is the boys defending MAC champions, and they're starting to come into form here right at the right time. But Kyle Smith tonight, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner from Sydney. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Let's give that to Ethan Finch here tonight from Sydney. 14 points for the Sydney Warriors, had a couple of big steals early on in the contest, which really allowed BG to kind of jump out, or allowed Sydney to run out on BG a little bit and bring it right down the floor, get some breakaway layups. I thought Finch was instrumental there. So Ethan Finch is our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. And finally, our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. No question here, 17 points from BG's Trevor Halliquist. Just did everything he could tonight. He didn't get hot from downtown like he normally does. As I said, he's over 43 pointers for the year. That's second in the area. But tonight he just couldn't get it going, but he found other ways to get people involved. Found Sean Jones for a bunch of points as Jones finished with 7. And got to the bucket, too. I thought he did a really good job of selling the pump fake on the 3 and then getting to the bucket, getting out in transition as well. So Trevor Halliquist of BG, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. It's going to do it for our broadcast. A big thank you to the BG staff here for always setting us up, as well as tomorrow night, too, as we'll be here for the girls. Two teams that are in the top 4, Sydney's in second place. BG's in fourth. They're fighting for playoff position. And that game will be here tomorrow at 4:45 on CDO, so make sure you join us for that. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. We'll see you here tomorrow on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from WCDO Sports.